Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
请低头默祷。
Hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify to glorify His name.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证，来荣耀真神的圣名。
To get an idea of my background,
然后我想跟大家谈谈我的一些背景资料。
I grew up in church my entire life.
我是从小在教会长大的。
I was baptized when I was young.
当我还年幼的时候，我就受洗。
I grew up in RE and I got the Holy Spirit when I was young.
然后从小就接受宗教教育，然后很小的时候就得到圣灵。
You would think like, if a child was rooted in the faith like this.
所以或许大家觉得，如果一个孩子是在如此宗教的环境下长大。
They would grow up to be the perfect TJC teenager.
那他们长成为青少年的时候，可能是完美的青年。
But that's not the case.
但是事实却不是如此。
So when high school came around,
当我读高中的时候
，at first in freshman year I was like good, but then.
然后刚开我在高二的时候，其实刚开始不错。
But then afterwards it was just a downward spiral from there.
但是我的灵性却逐渐的退步。
And then by junior year, I was fighting with my family every day.
当我在高二的时候，我每天都跟家人吵架。
I went wherever I wanted to.
然后想做我要做的事。
I was constantly lying, and I made really bad friends.
然后我时常跟我的家人撒谎，我也交了许多的坏朋友。
And I began to hate church and my brothers and sisters.
我开始痛恨我们的教会，也讨厌我们的弟兄姐妹。
And it was so bad that I was thinking about quitting because I didn't understand why I couldn't do what I wanted.
然后我对教会的非常的反感，我甚至想要停止聚会。我不晓得为什么会有这样的想法。
And I felt very ostracized at church and that God didn't love me.
我甚至觉得教会的信徒都非常的排斥我，我也觉得神不爱我。
I also started to have like this pride because everything in my life was so good.
然后其实在另外方向来讲，因为我生活非常的平顺，然后心里面有一个自傲。
But I didn't realize that even though on the outside I was very alive.
但是我并不明白，我外表看似光鲜。
But inside I was dying.
但是我的内心却是将近死亡。
So in this stage of my life.
所以在我人生的不同阶段里。
Especially with my mother, I just had a really horrible relationship with her.
那时候我跟我的母亲关系非常的恶劣。
And then during this time, like she would come into my room and then she would ask me like, "Are you praying right now?"
然后有时候她会到我的房间问我说，哎，你在祷告吗？
And then I would be so mad at her and I would be like, "No, why do you think I'm praying right now? I'm doing homework or something."
那时候我就会很生气的顶她说，我为什么要祷告呢？我在写作业啊。
Yeah, so that was like this one little side detail. Sorry.
所以就像一些小事就可以让我跟妈妈争吵不休。
But in October of my junior year, so that was 2012.
所以在2012年的十月，也就是我高二那一年。
I woke up and my neck was really stiff.
我有一天起床，我发现我的脖子非常的僵硬。
So I went to the bathroom to like see what was wrong with like my neck or something.
所以我就去浴室看看我的脖子，看发生什么事。
And when I looked in the mirror, I saw like this big gumball, like this little gumball sticking out of my left clavicle.
然后当我在镜子里有看到我的左边的锁骨上面有一个像个大弹珠的一个东西。
But like I said, I was very prideful before.
正如我说的，我是一个非常骄傲的人。
So I was like, my first thought wasn't even like cancer. I was like, no way, that could never like happen to me.
然后我第一个想法不会想到是癌症，我觉得那是不可能发生在我身上的。
But a week later, the gumball swole to the size of like my fist, almost.
但是一个星期后，原本像大弹珠的肿瘤变成像我的拳头一样大。
And more weeks passed, and the lump seemed to get bigger and bigger.
随着时间的过去，那个肿瘤越来越大。
So after seeing like a head and neck specialist and oncologist.
所以在我看了耳鼻喉科的专科医生，甚至癌症科医生。
They diagnosed me with stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma.
他说我得了第二期的淋巴癌。
Yeah, so that's a lymph node cancer or like cancer of your white blood cells, kind of.
哦，这种淋巴癌是属于白血球的淋巴癌。
And of course, I was like scared. You know, everyone would be scared if they heard they got cancer.
当每个人听到癌症的这个诊断的时候，都非常的恐惧。我也不例外。
But my faith was really weak at the time.
但当时我的信心非常的软弱。
So I didn't blame God.
我并没有埋怨神。
But I also didn't seek him for help because I thought it was really pointless. Like, God doesn't love me anyway.
但是那时候也不想寻求神的帮助，因为我觉得神一点都不爱我。
But even though I had veered off the path, I strayed from the path from God.
哦，虽然说我已经远离了神。
He didn't cease in protecting me.
但神却没有停止保护过我。
So the first thing you have to do when you get diagnosed is get a lot of like body scans, right?
所以当你要得癌症的诊断之后呢，你就会开始做许多的检查。
And it turns out that actually there were two tumors in my body.
然后医生检查发现，其实我体内有两颗肿瘤。
So there was one on my clavicle.
一颗在我的左边锁骨上。
And then there was a really big one, like in the middle of my chest, over my heart. It was like 9 centimeters in diameter.
然后另外一颗是在我心脏上方，大约有9公分大的肿瘤。
And thank God, even though I had two of like the big tumors, it was only stage 2 lymphoma.
虽然很感谢神的，虽然说我体内有两颗很大的肿瘤，但是我是属于第二期的淋巴癌。
It was caught really early, and you know, it was still very treatable at this stage.
然后因为是在第二期，然后提早发现，所以治愈率非常好。
But also without this little gumball to tell me that something was wrong with my body.
但是如果没有因为脖子上的那颗肿瘤，我是无法发现胸腔那一颗肿瘤。
I would have never known that there was a really big mass in my chest, and it could have been growing there for like years and years.
然后我甚至无法想象这一颗肿瘤在我体内会待多久，直到在我们才能够发现。
So this testimony isn't about like huge miracles, like my tumor shrank overnight or something.
今天我所要见证的，并不是我体内的两颗肿瘤在一夜之间就消失不见的奇迹。
But rather, it's about all the small blessings I had during my treatment.
而是要见证我在接受治疗过程当中神所给我的点点滴滴的恩典。
But I thank God for this too, because I think this was God's way of like slowly training up my faith and perseverance.
然后我也非常感谢神，因为我相信治疗的过程也是神在训练我信心和忍耐的一个方法。
And like through these little lessons, I learned that you know God does love me.
也透过我生活里面的不同的课题，让我明白神真的爱我。
And He wanted me to go through this trial.
神让我经历这样的一个苦难。
But He didn't give me more than I could handle.
但神并他所加给我的却不是我无法承担的。
So even though my chemotherapy was, you know, it's tough to face.
虽然化疗是让人难以忍受的。
But compared to all the other children in my neighboring like bed area.
但是与我同病房的其他孩子相比，
my chemotherapy was really mild and really infrequent, like maybe every other week.
然后我所接受的化疗，它所使用的药剂量以及它的频率是相当低的。
But I still had my moments of really great physical pain.
即便如此，我还是承受了许多身体上面的痛苦。
So for one instance I recall is when I had to get special shots that would replenish my white blood cells.
我记得有几次就是我必须要打特殊的药剂来刺激我，来增加我的白血球数量。
And white blood cells come from your bone marrow.
然后我们的白血球是由我们的骨髓所制造的。
So I recall many nights of being like jolted awake by this painful burning sensation in my spine.
因为有的时候我记得好几个深夜里我会被我的脊椎深处的刺痛给痛醒。
And at first I would ask God like why would you bring me this suffering?
刚开始的时候我会问神说，神啊，你为什么要让我经历这样的痛苦呢？
And I would plead for him to take it away from me.
我会祈求神将这些痛苦从我生命移除。
But as I was lying there, I would reflect on how sinful my life was before.
但当我躺在病床上的时候，我开始思想我过去充满罪恶的生活。
So if we turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
所以如果我们翻开箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节。
And it says,
箴言三章十二节。
For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father, the son in whom he delights.
十二节，因为主所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
And as I thought about this verse, my prayer started to change.
所以当我在思考这段经节的时候，我的态度开始改变。
And I began to understand that God was chastising me.
然后我就开始明白说，其实神是透过这件事情来管教我。
Let's turn also to Zechariah.
我们请翻开撒迦利亚书。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
一章六节。
The latter part reads, So they returned and said, just as the Lord of hosts determined to do to us, according to our ways and according to our deeds, so he has dealt with us.
撒迦利亚书一章六节下半段，他们就回头说，万军之耶和华定义，照按我们的行为行动作为，向我们怎样行，他已照样行了。
So when I say my prayer changed,
所以说到我的祷告内容就改变了。
I started admitting my wrong.
我开始在祷告当中承认我的过犯。
And I recognized that.This was something that I deserved, and I accepted it.
然后我发现其实我是罪有应得的，所以我也接受我的处境。
And I think after I returned to God.
然后当我回归向神之后，
He really is faithful, and He began to take care of me more.
神是信实的神，他更加的照顾我。
So thank God, my treatment was in total it was about 6 months long.
感谢神，我经历接受了六个月的化疗。
And in the cancer world, that's really really short.
然后我的癌症就、
oh, it's really short. Yeah.
癌症治疗来讲是非常短的。
And he also protected me psychologically.
但神同时也保护了我的心思意念。
And after I cried like once.
然后我大概只哭过一次。
But then after that, I never felt scared or depressed.
之后我并没有因为我的病而感到恐惧或者是沮丧。
Because I knew God put me in really good human hands and.He also covered me with his own hands.
因为我知道神将我交在很好的医生的手里，以及他神圣的手里。
And I had a really great support system with my parents and my friends and family.
我的父母、兄弟还有亲友们都非常的支持我。
And I had like this peace and this joy that washed over me because, and I don't think I would have had it without hope in God.
然后他那股喜乐和平安。充满了我的心，所以我想说，如果没有神的盼望的话，我是不可能享受这样的平安和喜乐。
So another blessing that I would like to point out.
然后我另外想提出的另外一点福气
is that I was continuously able to go to church even though I was house confined. Yeah.
然后虽然说我在在接受治疗必须要隔离的期间，我还是能够继续的到教会聚会。
So I had to be homeschooled because my cancer was like immune system cancer, so I wasn't allowed to like go out that much.
因为我的癌症它破坏了我的免疫力，所以我没有办法到外面去到学校去上学，我必须在家里面接受学校的教育。
Because even a small cold could have killed me.
因为即便是一个小感冒也可能致命。
But on Saturdays, I would just get dressed and just go to church and.Keep the Sabbath.
但是每到安息日，我就会穿戴整齐，就到教会守安息日。
And I would continue to do holy work and just fellowship with my brothers and sisters.
然后我到了教会，也会继续做圣工，然后与弟兄姐妹团契。
And when I went out, I was supposed to wear a protective mask so I wouldn't get sick.
当我出门的时候，我应该要戴着口罩，才不会生病。
Yeah, I didn't do that. I just went to church freely, and I felt very free at church, and because I didn't have fear. Yeah.
但是我就决定我不要戴口罩去教会，因为我觉得我到教会是可以享受主里的平安与自在，所以我就没有戴口罩了。
I didn't have fear because I felt that God was protecting me, and He wouldn't let anything happen to me.
然后我觉得没有恐惧的原因，是因为我知道神会保护我，所以我就很安心的在教会里聚会。
And because of this, church was my only source of influence for that six-month period.
也因为如此，所以教会是我在那六个月期间唯一的对外管道。
And that was another blessing because it was God's way of taking me out of the darkness that I was walking through in my life.
也这对我也是好的，因为教会的正向影响能够使我远离生命过去的那些负面的影响。
No more bad friends at school or like being surrounded by bad influence at school.
远离学校的坏同学、坏朋友以及不好的影响。
And God was allowing me to detox from just the wicked earthly environment that I was in.
神让我从这罪恶的社会里面，然后开始排毒，把过去不好的影响通通都排毒素都排出来。
But at the same time, he was feeding me with his love and mercy from church members and my family.
但同时，神也透过我的家人以及教会的弟兄姐妹，给予我属灵的粮食。
And I didn't feel like I needed to be sinful anymore.
然后我再也不觉得我是一个充满罪恶的人。
And I didn't feel like I needed to fulfill my own pleasure because I felt filled already.
然后我不需要再追求我自己个人的物欲的那种享受，因为我觉得我内心已经充满了喜乐。
And the greatest, I think the greatest blessing that came out of this whole thing.
然后我想在我病痛过程当中最大的福气。
Was that cancer transformed my family dynamic?
也就是我所得的癌症改变了我的家庭的气氛。
So earlier I mentioned that my I didn't like my family at all.
所以像之前我所说的，我一点都不爱我的家人。
But after 6 months of being sick and spending every day with them,
但是生了六个月的病，每天与家人相处在一起。
I experienced my parents' love more than anyone could ever imagine.
我开始感受到我父母对我无比的爱。
And I talked to my mom after everything was over.
然后当我病好了之后，我跟我妈妈说。
And she told me that while she was cooking or cleaning sometimes.
她说有的时候她在家里面煮饭或做家事的时候。
She would hear me praying in tongues.
她会听到我用灵言祷告的声音。
But then when she went to check on me.
但是她到我房间看我的时候。
I would just be sitting there, and then she was really confused, and that's why she would ask me, like, "Are you praying right now?"
然后，所以她就会看到我说，哎，我其实做的什么没有做特别的事情，她就会觉得很困惑，就问我说，你在祷告吗？
And that's when I would, you know, give her some rude answer back.
然后，那也就是从前我会顶嘴说伤害她心的话。
And she told me that this was God's way of telling her, like, something bad's going to happen to your daughter. You know, pray for your daughter.
或许这就是神提醒她。告诉他说你的女儿将要经历一场患难，所以你要为你的女儿祷告。
So God was bracing my whole family for this too.
所以透过我的疾病，神也改变了我的家人。
And my parents supported me through my entire chemotherapy.
当我在接受化疗的一整段期间，我的父母不断的支持我。
And they went with me for every session, and they would make me comfortable and clean me up.And help me recover.
然后每当我去做接受住院化疗的时候，的父母总是陪伴着我，照顾我，让我能够从能够身体能够恢复。
And they literally just dropped their entire lives to come and take care of me every day.
他们就好像是抛弃了自己原有的生活，然后专注的来照顾我。
And I really thank God for really amazing parents too.
然后我真的非常感谢神赐给我非常美好的父母。
And he let me realize, like, why was I always arguing with them? Why did I have to fight with them?
然后神让我明白，当我去思考说我为什么要与我的父母争吵，跟他们过不去呢？
So the family, all the family fighting just like stopped immediately.
然后所有我们家的争执就从我生命之后就停下来了。
And thank God, even till today, we haven't had any serious fights.
真的很感谢神，直到如今，我们家人还没有重大的冲突。
And I even say I love you to my parents all the time now.
我甚至常常会跟我爸妈说我爱你。
And I know that's really awkward for like Chinese people, but I just do it all the time. Yeah.
我相信对父母说我爱你是很奇怪的事，但是我确实常对我父母这样说。
And thank God I can't even lie to my parents anymore. Like,
真的感谢神，我甚至也不再对我父母撒谎了。
I don't have the heart anymore because they love me too much, and I understand that now.
我甚至不会再想要顶撞他们，因为就是很自然而然，我就很爱我的父母。
So cancer was God's wake-up call to me.
所以我所得的癌症就好像是神对我的一个警示钟。
So as the chemotherapy was working to shrink all the bad cells and the, you know, the tumors.
所以当癌症它的目标是为了是要将我的癌细胞给缩小。
I also felt my evil desires and my anger and weakness shrink as well.
然后我同时也感觉，其实我内在的邪情私欲或者是愤怒，我的弱点也开始变小了。
It was like spiritual chemotherapy.
感觉我好像也接受一个属灵的化的物理的化学治疗。
And after reflecting, I thought it was especially coincidental that I had like a huge mass.That was right in front of my heart.
然后刚刚当我在回顾我生病的过程，我想到说，在我胸口在心脏上面上方有一个很大的肿瘤。
Because it was similar to, it was similar to all like the bad things that were covering my heart and that brought me so much anger and emptiness.
然后那一颗肿瘤就好像是蒙蔽我的心，让我的心里面充满了愤怒、罪恶，然后的不好的那个来源。
And it prevented me from seeing God or anybody in any kind of good light.
然后甚至这颗肿瘤就好像让我没有办法看到神，然后甚至没有办法看到人性善的那一面。
But during treatment, even though I felt like my outer body was dying.
虽然在接受化疗的过程当中，我觉得我的身体好像每天都在朽坏当中。
My inner person was slowly being brought back to life.
但是我却觉得我内在的生命好像不断的在复苏。
And being strengthened and being put back on the right path.
然后神赐给我越来越坚强的生命，让内在的一个力量，让我能够走正路。
And thank God I was declared cancer-free in April of 2013.
感谢神在2013年的四月，医生宣告我的癌症已经完全复原。
And since then, I've never ceased in trying to bolster my faith.
然后从那一次之后，我的信仰就没有再变坏了。
And even though I suffered, I came out practically unscathed. It felt like a dream. Like I don't even remember that much about it.
然后当我这大病一场之后，我觉得好像就是一场梦，我已经想不起来到底过去发生了什么事。
Yeah, my only reminders of ever being sick are like maybe the scars that I have on my hands. That's it.
然后我能够想起来生病过程当中，好像就是我手上曾经有过的一些伤痕。
And this is because God really did protect me and showed me His mercy and His love.
因为神用他的恩典和慈爱来保护我的心思意念。
And I think He was trying to just put me in the fire to refine me, and then take me out, so that I was a more complete vessel.
就感觉就好像神将我抛到火中里面去提炼我，然后再把我从火里面提升出来，让我成为一个更坚固的一个器皿。
So He showed me His justice.
神向我彰显了他的公义。
But even more, He showed me like His fatherly side in taking care of me.
然后更重要的是，神也向我展现出他天父的慈爱。
And He took me back, and He saved me from being lost.
然后神将迷失的我找回来。
And now I just feel like everything I need to do, everything I do.
现在我觉得我所言所行
，I need to do for the glory of God to repay His love.
都必须要为了神的荣耀而行，为的是要回报神的大爱。
And so.Let's also turn to Hebrews.
让我们一同翻开希伯来书。
Chapter 12.
十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
希伯来书十二章第七节。
10 and 11. 7, 10 and 11.
第七。
7, 10 and 11.
十二章第七节、第十节和第十一节。
Verse 7, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? Verse 10,
第十节。
For they indeed for a few days chastened us, as seemed best to them. But he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Verse 11.
十一节。
Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
好，第七节，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？第十节，深深的父都是善随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。十一节，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So it was in this way that, you know, God told me that He loved me and I was His child.
所以神透过我生命的经历教导我，然后让我明白我是神的孩子。
But when you're bad, you know, God has to take care of you so that you'll come back to Him.
所以当我们犯错的时候，神会管教我们，为的是要将我们带回，领回他的怀里。
So now I learned that when we suffer, sometimes it's because it might be our own doing.
所以现在我明白，当我们受苦的时候，有的时候是因为自己的行为所引起的。
But God only does it because He wants to show us His mercy and grace later on.
但神管教我们，为的是要在我们人生之后的阶段来显出他的慈悲和怜悯。
And I'm very thankful that He fixed my life.
我很感谢神，他医治了我的生命。
And may all the glory and praise be unto His name.
愿一切的尊贵荣耀归给神，天上的圣名。
Thank God, huh?
感谢主。
Well, Sister Steffi said that it's like a dream.
就像如同 Steffi 姐妹说，就好像一场梦。
She said she doesn't remember the detail.
她说她记不得她病程当中的一些细节。
But I do.
但是我记得。
As a resident pastor.
身为驻牧传道。
I was returning from a trip when I got a phone call about her.Her illness.
当时候我刚好从远地回来，然后我就接到她生病的电话。
And you bet I was under so much stress because the council want me to comfort her.
然后那时候我承担非常大的压力，因为职务会要求我来安慰她。
And I want to tell the council.
然后我想跟负责人说。
What do you want me to say to her?
你要我跟她说什么
？16 years old.
她才16岁。
Young.
年轻
Bright,
聪明
and beautiful.
而且美丽
How, What do you want me to say to her now she is diagnosed with stage 2 cancer?
然后你要跟我要我如何对一个刚被判得第二期癌症的她说什么呢
You know that before I made that phone call
在我打电话给她之前
I walk around back and forth in my room
我在我房里不断地走来走去
I kneel down to pray again and again
我不断地跪下祷告
And my wife said, what's wrong with you?
然后我太太甚至说你怎么了
And because I don't know what to say to her on the phone
因为我真的不晓得要在电话当中跟她说什么
How to comfort a young child in this circumstance
要如何去安慰一个在如此情境当中的年轻的孩子。
I dialed the phone.
然后我就打了电话。
My first time ever calling her.
然后我第一次我打给她的第一通电话。
She picked up the phone.
她将电话接起。
And
然后
I don't know what to say.
我不晓得该说什么。
Because you know what happened?
因为你知道发生什么事吗
？I think I heard someone playing video games.
因为我觉得好像听到有人在打电动玩具的声音。
If it's not her, it's her brother.
如果不是他打电动玩具，就是他的弟弟。
And she said, "Hey, Pastor."
他很高兴说：“传道好。
”And I was like, "You okay?"
然后他说：“你好吗？”
She said, "I'm okay. I'm okay."
他说：“我很好啊。
”But I am busy now.
但是我现在很忙。
I can talk to you later.
我待会再跟你讲电话。
So if she's not playing video game with her brother,
如果她不是跟她的弟弟打电动玩具
，at least I know she was very okay.
那我可以确定她情况不错。
So I thought after we hung up the phone,
所以当我将电话挂掉之后呢
？I called the council. I thought they probably made some mistake.
然后所以我就打电话给负责人说，你们是不是弄错了什么
？They say no.
他说没有。
On Saturday, I saw Steffi's mother.
然后所以星期六我在教会遇到 Steffi 的母亲。
I approach her.
然后我走向她
，trying to find out what actually happened.
想要明白到底发生了什么事。
And lunchtime, I sat right next to her.
然后在用餐的时候，我就坐在她身旁。
Before I can say anything, she looked at me and she started crying.
然后我还没有开口，她的妈妈就开始哭了。
I knew there was something.
我知道有事情发生了。
So it was not easy for, especially her parents. It's not easy at all.
所以对她的病，对她的父母来讲，是一件非常困难的事。
But thank God, really thank God, because through what we see as a bystander, what we saw is how God really demonstrated His miraculous guiding in this whole event.
但是身为一个旁观者，我所看到的是神在他生病的整个过程当中，对他们家所提供的一个带领与祝福。
And how God help a little seed to grow and grow strong.
我们并且看到神如何带领一颗小小的种子，让它能够生根发芽、成长茁壮。
So remember, I asked her once, huh?
所以我记得有一次问她。
You don't remember anything, right?
她可能什么都记不得了。
Once I asked her, how is the chemotherapy?
有一次问她说，你的化疗目前状况如何？
She said, thank God, it's very well.
她说，感谢神，一切安好。
She said, on Thursday, I do chemotherapy.
她说，我星期四接受化疗。
On Friday, I vomit whole day.
然后星期五我吐了一整天。
Thank God, Saturday I get to go to church.
感谢主，星期六我可以来教会。
I was very, I don't know how to respond to this kind of happy answer.
然后我真的对于他充满喜乐的回答，我不知道如何回应。
You know what? There was once when she came to church.
我记得有一次她来教会。
And then she was talking to some youth around her age, some church youth.
她跟她同年龄的弟兄姐妹讲话。
And then I was on the other side of the chapel.
然后我在会堂的另外一头。
I saw with my own eyes.
我亲眼看见。
She is like, look, I am bald.
她就说，你看，我是秃头。
And I know she is very fine.
然后我知道她其实很好的。
It's just amazing how, you know, how can a person so comfortably facing such a drastic situation in life?
所以让人很难想象，一个人居然能够如此自在地面对一个让人无法想象的痛的苦难人生。
She was leading.Him with no hair.
然后他就顶着光头在领诗。
And whenever I saw it, I was like, this can only be the work, the power of God. There's no other reason.
然后每当我看到这个景象，我能够理解的就是，只有是神的大能才可能发生。
There were times that she was in great danger of losing her life.
在他其实他也曾经经历几次生命。可能会危及生命的一些情况。
I got special phone call because her blood cell dropped so low that she could go anytime.
然后我甚至接到电话说她的血球数变得降低得非常低，她随时都可能死亡。
And you know, I was so afraid if there's any phone call coming at midnight.
我很害怕接到半夜的电话。
Because you don't know, you just don't know.
因为你真的不晓得电话内容是什么。
But you know that throughout the whole thing, oh.
但是这一切事情。
I think it's not only greatly, greatly edify her family, but it's also a great. It's also something great for local church as well.
他的病不单只是他神对他个人或他家庭的福气，也是对整个教会的一个福气。
Because it's a great shock for many members, even a young person.Could be in danger of losing her life.
因为一个年轻的生命都可能随时会面对死亡，这样的震惊对每一个人是无法接受的。
How about us?
那我们呢？
So many members start to ponder upon the meaning of life.
所以许多的信徒开始探索生命的意义。
And many members diligently pray for her.
然后许多信徒也殷勤的不断为她祷告。
And really thank God that we are able to see a great transformation.
我真的很感谢神，让我们看到她生命的转变。
For us, it's a miracle for the whole church.
对我们来讲，是整个教会的一个见证神迹。
And may God continue to help her and guide her.
愿神继续的带领她，祝福她。